Now to a major development in the fight over a 2020 census citizenship question. A federal judge in the Southern District of New York ruled today that the Trump administration cannot add the controversial question to the upcoming census. The question asks, quote, is this person a citizen of the United States? Plaintiffs in the case have argued that immigrants across the country would be less likely to complete the census if forced to include their citizenship status. Here to discuss where the question goes from here is Sam Levine, a voting rights reporter at HuffPost. Hi, Sam.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Sure. So there are two issues here. I want to kind of unpack the first one because the district judge, Jesse Furman, has said that this citizenship question essentially violates a federal law. Can we explain what that federal law is?
So what Judge Furman said is that the decision to add the citizenship question, the way it was done, violates a federal law called the Administrative Procedure Act. And what that law requires is that when a federal agency wants to implement a change in policy or a new policy, they have to carefully study the evidence, weigh the alternatives, consider input from stakeholders before they make their decision. In other words, they can't just decide to do something and then the next day do it without considering the evidence. And what the Trump administration did here, Judge Furman said, violated that act because they didn't carefully consider the alternatives. And when they looked at the evidence, they ignored what it said. And he says that there was clear evidence that the Commerce Department had that this was a bad decision, that it was going to depress the response rate, that fewer people were going to respond. And knowing that, the Commerce Department still waved its hands and made the decision to add the question.
What about the other issue here? And that's that plaintiffs are arguing, as we mentioned in the introduction, that this question would disincentivize or even deter immigrants, documented and undocumented people from filling this out. Was there a response? Did the judge respond to that argument specifically?
Right. So the other part of the claim here was that there was a constitutional violation, that the Trump administration added this question with an intent to discriminate against immigrants, against minorities, in hopes of driving down their response rate on the census. And Judge Furman actually did not find for the plaintiffs on that question. What he said was the existing evidence in the record does not show that there was an intent to discriminate here, that when they chose to add this question, that they were carefully and tailoring this decision with the intent of driving down the response rate among immigrants.
Is there a sense that that question will ultimately come up again? Because I'm wondering if the citizenship question ultimately does end up on this census, what the effects of that could be. There are concerns that there will be an undercount.
That's right. I mean, the evidence at the federal trial that was late last year, it was pretty much undisputed that adding this question was going to cause fewer people to respond on their own. Having fewer people respond would have really, really severe consequences. The census is used to determine hundreds of billion dollars in federal funds, how they're allocated, and how congressional seats are apportioned to the states. So if fewer people are responding, that has consequences for a decade about how they're represented in their government and the resources that they get for their government.
Sam, do you expect this case to end up ultimately in front of the Supreme Court?
Yes, I think there's almost no question that it will end up at the Supreme Court. The Trump administration has been very aggressive in the litigation so far, in quickly appealing even minor rulings to the Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit and the Supreme Court. I would be very, very surprised if this wasn't ultimately resolved by the Supreme Court.
Sam Levine is a voting rights reporter at HuffPost. Sam, thanks so much.
Thank you.